Let's go overseas. In Thailand, the cracks are beginning to emerge 6 months after the coup, and as a very small number of protesters dare to brave the streets again. More than a million Australians travel to Thailand every year, and as they begin to roll back into the country, they'd be forgiven for thinking nothing much has changed since the military took over in a bloodless coup in May. But in reality, this is a nation still suppressed under a military leader turned prime minister. Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report from Bangkok.
Every Friday evening on every television channel, including cable and satellite, the populace of Thailand is reminded the military's in power. There's no apology, of course. Television programs are interrupted and for close to an hour. At a lectern stands the coup leader and now military-appointed Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who preaches about all the good things he's done for the nation. This week, he insisted he's not a dictator. But of course, the true definition of the word deems he is. So little freedom do Thais have now that they can't even go to a film of their choosing. A screening of The Hunger Games was cancelled, and those who dared to attend anyway were arrested. Their crime, displaying a three-finger salute from the movie that's come to symbolise a fight for democracy. Rathapol Sapasapon is one of the students arrested and later released. AM asks him if he's scared to speak out.
A little bit. Actually, I'm afraid a little bit about this, but We have to speak it out. That's only way.
Dr. Janajara Subatsaponsri is a university academic teaching political science.
We've been warned not to teach anything that is likely to resist the coup or anything that is anti. If you talk so much about democracy or you organize a seminar on democracy, then it may be banned.
The military has promised an election by the end of next year, but there are no indications that will happen.
In reality, this is a very challenging path ahead in Thailand.
Five students were arrested last week for raising three fingers during a speech by the Prime Minister. But more worrying now for the ruling military is the King's ailing health, in a nation where the monarchy has been sacred for so long. His passing will be a flashpoint for Thailand with an outcome unknown.
Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley there.